Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Kyle Montgomery, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, it's officially Tebow time in Jacksonville. Tim Tebow has signed with the Jags to play tight end for his former college coach, Urban Meyer. Rumors of the move started hours before the NFL draft began last month, and it's one that had been hotly debated for weeks. Tebow's the first player since Doug Flutie to try and return to the NFL after a 9-year absence, but he will try to do it at a brand new position. And despite having never caught an NFL pass, Tebow remains optimistic about his chances, saying, quote, "I know it will be a challenge, but it's one I embrace." Tebow turns 34 years old in August. Julian Edelman is actually sticking to his retirement plans. In an appearance on the Michael Irvin podcast, Edelman spoke candidly about his time with the Patriots, shot down any notion of playing with Tom Brady, and was very clear about not returning to the NFL.
My knee's breaking down. I'm not going to sit here, and I got everything I want. You know, I got 3 rings, played in a magical dynasty, with the unbelievable franchise coach, best quarterback of all time. Like, yo, I'm not a greedy guy. I played to win. I played to compete. I don't need anything else to prove, you know? So, like, I'm good with what I did. I left it all on the field.
Edelman will be joining the Inside the NFL crew on Showtime as an analyst, and he wasted no time giving his take on the competition between Cam Newton and rookie Mac Jones.
Cam works hard, you know? Now we gotta see if he can work smart in the right areas. And if he does that, he's going to give himself an opportunity to do well. You know what I mean? You know, but he's also going to have to beat out the young gun, because the young gun is there. Little Mac attack, whatever. Yeah. You know, this kid, you know, that's a first-round draft pick. That's like a real first-round draft pick.
The Washington football team has released right tackle Morgan Moses after 7 seasons with the team. Moses was allowed to seek a trade but was let go after being unable to find a trade partner. Washington had already signed Charles Leno to play left tackle this season and now will start a different player at right tackle for the first time since 2014. All right, that is it for me. I hope you all have a great weekend. I'm Kyle Montgomery, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from the NFL Network.